You all listen to your girl Dime C podcast. I had a great weekend. Happy Monday. It is April the 23rd. I know I'm recording a little bit later than normal. I missed you guys. I am back and I will be consistent this year. I'm coming at you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I have decided. And if I pick up some more days, I'll let you know. Great weekend. I hope you enjoyed yours. Here in Louisville, Kentucky, Thunder over Louisville occurred. And I hope everybody had a great time and got funnel cake wasted. I was in New Orleans. I was fortunate to be able to go to the playoffs, the 2018 NBA playoffs, Pelicans against Portland. They swept them. Yeah, swept them. The only team in the West to sweep a team in the finals first round. Congratulations, Pelicans. And congratulations to my brother for having a phenomenal season. Also, two other games on the lookout for. They're going to be good series. Houston Timberwolves. Right now, Houston's up 2-1. OKC and Utah. Donovan Mitchell is showing out. The rookie is giving the big three a run for their money. Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, and Paul George. Utah is up 2-1 right now. Also in the East, look out for Washington and Toronto. They're tied right now, 2-2. And the Bucks and the Celtics. Let's go. It is going down. It's 2018 playoffs. And the best of luck for all the rest of the teams that are in. One big topic I had today. Medication. The cost of medication has risen for senior citizens. And I think it's wrong to overprice senior citizens on any type of medication. Any type of medication. The two people we should be able to defend in this world are senior citizens and our youth. And it's sad when you know we have a large number of senior citizens that cannot afford their medication. And it's based on a live and die situation. It's disgusting because I think every senior citizen should have free Medicaid and children, if you ask me. Everybody. I read an article by Max Richman on CNN. 20 new brand names of medicines. They have made $8.5 billion over the last 5 years. Okay, the land of the free, where we're the wealthiest country, the United States. Okay, that's a bunch of bull, okay? Because y'all stealing from the people that need it. Our senior citizens need their medicine, and you're hiking up their prices? That's disgusting. The government, whoever you want to blame, White House, that's just disgusting that medication prices are being hiked up, and you already got senior citizens out here struggling to pay for their medication. They have to make a decision. Am I going to eat today or am I going to pay for my medication? And I've known people personally, that's why I'm taking it so to heart, who have not been able to afford medication and have to make these decisions. So I was reading the article and it says certain companies, they have to negotiate prescription drugs prices with Big Pharma. Okay, we're at the point of trying to negotiate to go down. It shouldn't even get to the point where we have to negotiate. That's crazy to me. And luckily, I love me some Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Him and a couple of his buddies came up with the Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Act of 2017. And this seeks to allow Medicare to negotiate prices with pharmaceutical companies. Big Pharma. Okay, Big Pharma's out here not caring about people and worried about the money. And it's not about that. We should care about our people enough not to overcharge them, especially not senior citizens, with medication. We need this to keep the drug prices affordable, this act. It's not been passed. As I was reading this article by Max Richman, it hasn't even been passed, this law or bill. And my best wishes are with the seniors because they shouldn't have to go through this. You know, it's like life and death if they don't have their medication. And I just think it's crazy that prices are going up when they already can't afford them at the price they are. The report, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. 2 million seniors did not take their medication as prescribed in 2015 due to medication costs. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. People in the White House, wherever the government, wherever you are deciding on these type of bills, you need to look in the mirror. And realize people's lives are in danger if they don't get their medicine. And if more people had hearts out here, if they didn't care about what was in their pockets, if they didn't care about stealing and robbing people, the poor people out here, it would be a better world if everybody just had a genuine heart to say, okay, we're not going to overprice them. It's not about the money. We care about the people in the U.S. Yeah, talking about taking people out. And then you've got our crazy, I'm not going to give him the title of president. Donald Trump. I'm not going to give him that title. Donald Trump has the nerve to want to be out here trying to give drug dealers the death penalty for selling heroin or any other type of drug, hardcore drug. But big pharma's no better. You have doctors out here prescribing seniors, all kind of people to drugs that's going to keep them hooked for life, that's going to keep them broke for life. So who's the real criminals here? Question mark. Okay, which leads me to, I'm closing out. I'm sorry, y'all. It really gets to me because people, you have a lot of selfish people out here. Selfish, rich people out here that just care about them and their families. And it's not what it's about. You're supposed to be for the people. You're supposed to be helping protect the people, not steal and kill off people, because that's exactly what they're doing. My quote of the day today is by Albert Einstein. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. I'm going to read that again. This was a good one. Albert Einstein. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Food for thought. That is my quote of the day. Two things, people. Be happy at whatever you're doing in life, because if not, it's not worth it. So please enjoy doing the things you love in life. No more. Don't worry about people pleasing. Do what you like. Live your life to the fullest. Live your best life. Oh, and I was able to listen to Cardi B's whole album this weekend. I'm excited. Invasion of Privacy. Oh, she shut it down. She let everybody know what was going on. I loved it. Every song on there. And my favorite one was, of course, with her and Chance the Rapper. I'm living my best life. Live your best life, people. And always remember to fight the power. Because you see they out here trying to rob and kill off people. That's what I mean. People above you in power. Let's try to fight them and get the right people in office. You all listen to your girl Dime C podcast. If you want to hit me up on Twitter at DCROND01. Have a blessed Monday. I'm out.